and welcome back to Ramble Podcast. I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. I'm tired. February was so insane and like jam-packed. And instead of getting into anything like deep today, I really just want to ramble, truly ramble with you guys and just like vibe, okay? So let's just chit-chat, and without further ado, let's ramble. So February is always, you know, all about me. February really is all about me, especially this February though, because I mean, I dropped my podcast, my birthday, you know, like I had weddings, I had other birthdays, like it was just such a busy February and I loved every second of it. So we'll start from the beginning. I've been working on my podcast and like in the works of it and having it in my brain, okay, since the end of 2023. But then in January of 2024, I got really sick and I got diagnosed with POTS eventually. But in January, when I got sick, I was in the hospital and just like my life took a pause. And just the last thing on my mind was my podcast, which sucked because I was really excited about it going into 2024. Like, my ideal would have been to release my podcast in February of 2024. But instead, I ended up announcing it in February of 2025, which everything works out. But I really do believe that like everything happens for a reason. So whatever reason the universe wanted me to not fucking post my podcast last year and wanted me to post it this year, so be it. So now we're here and I'm so happy. It's just really surreal. Like, you know, when you're working on something for so long and you just like feel like it's not even gonna come out, or you just like feel like it'll never end. It'll never get to that point of like done and finished and what you want it to be. And then when it finally does, it's like, girl, like I did that. I'm just kind of like on this cloud. I feel like this is what I have been meant to be doing. And I'm just so grateful for having resources, being able to do this, and being sick and being diagnosed with POTS and just everything that I had to do with my health in 2024. It really like made me think about life differently. You know, when you're in the hospital or like something happens and you get out and you're just like so grateful for your health and you just realize that like you take your health for granted. We'll be healthy, we'll be healthy, we'll be healthy. And then something will happen and it's like, holy shit. You have to be in the situation in order to like really be grateful for your health. And that's just like the situation that I was put in. Whenever I went into the hospital, the reason why I went to the hospital was because initially I was just having this like weird pain in the back of my head. I kept describing it as like it felt like ants running up and down my like skull essentially. And it was the most, you know, when something's like so uncomfortable that it's literally painful, that's how I felt. And I just like did not understand what was happening. So I went to the hospital. They ran a million and one tests. Everything came back perfect, which is good, but it's also not good because then I'm sitting there being like, okay, well, obviously something's going on because I've never felt this way and I would really appreciate answers. So that was happening, and me going into the hospital, that was in January. Like, really think about this. Like, I didn't get diagnosed until June. Like, I did not have answers until June, which is just so mind-blowing. Like, it's just our healthcare system is insane and things take forever and testing takes forever and finding the right specialists, and like it just was such a crazy whirlwind. And I really do want to do like a whole podcast episode just specifically highlighting like healthcare and talking about my journey with getting diagnosed and everything like that. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I obviously didn't know what was going on with my body by February, which is when my birthday is. So I was in the hospital January 17th of 2024. And so it was only a few weeks later that it was my birthday. So I was like, yeah, like the last thing I'm thinking about is my birthday, obviously, which really sucks because I love my birthday. I am an Aquarius. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm a February Aquarius. I feel like January Aquariuses don't care as much about their birthday, but like, I am obsessed with my birthday. I love celebrating my birthday. It's just fun for me. Okay. But yeah, last year I was like, okay, obviously I'm not celebrating. That's like the last thing that was on my mind. So I just got brunch with a friend and literally like did nothing. Cause I remember my birthday was the first time I left my house since I was in the hospital. So like literally 3 or 4 weeks had gone by and I had not left my house. I have the worst health anxiety. I was fully convinced like these were my last days. had cancer and they just like didn't see it, like I was going like worst case scenario in my mind. And then obviously it really didn't help that they were telling me that everything was fine. Also, I forgot to mention another reason why I went to the hospital was because I was fainting often. That's kind of a big thing that I forgot to mention. I was fainting and I had tingles in my head and it was just like a whole fucking thing. By the time I got out of the hospital, they told me that everything was fine. And I was like, okay, so I don't know when, but like, there's no way I'm surviving this. There's no way that my body is just doing this for no reason. And like, it's even scarier that they're not telling me what the fuck's going on. So cool. These are my last days. See you guys. 24. And like, that's just crazy. Fast forward to this year in February. It's like, I don't even understand how I got here and how my health, like, I cannot comprehend. My life seriously has done a 180 since last year, and it's just so amazing and fulfilling to like see all of the work that I've put into myself and all of like the challenges that I have faced, like actually being rewarded with, I'm so healthy now. There's not like a specific cure for having POTS. You kind of just have to like live with it and, you know, do A, B, and C to like better your life with it. And one of those things is not having alcohol. So my birthday this year, I was like, I really just want to do wholesome things. So me and all my friends, we went horseback riding, which I'm a horse girl. I've always been a horse girl. I love horses so much. We went horseback riding. It was so beautiful. I go to this place in Glendale. There's a lot of places in LA that like are just so fucking horrible to their horses, and I just like do not support that. So I finally found a good one. I'll link them below if you want to go horseback riding in LA. It's the perfect place to go. We did like an hour and a half ride. It was perfect. We got brunch after. In the last episode, I was talking about how much I love Wicked. My friend got me a Build-A-Bear. It's like a green Build-A-Bear. I've been taking care of her. Her name is Alfie, obviously. And just all my friends like got me such great gifts, and I just like felt so, so loved. I'm emotional always on my birthday usually because I'm just like overwhelmed by like love like that and just like being grateful and stuff. Like this year hit so differently in the sense of like, I just cannot believe the difference between last year and this year. Another gift that keeps on giving with being diagnosed with POTS is that I can't drink. I mean, technically I can, but it's like highly recommended to not drink because it does make me feel dizzy and it does make me feel like I'm going to faint. So I think the last time I drank alcohol was November of 2023. So the last time I had alcohol or caffeine was November of 2023, which is fucking insane. In December, I started having really weird symptoms. And then in January, I ended up going to the hospital, like I said. So I already knew something was like going on with my body and I didn't know what. And so I just naturally stopped drinking, obviously. My days were better and I didn't feel as faint and I didn't have like that tingling feeling in my head. So I stopped completely. I just can't believe like it's been so long. Like I've been sober for so long. And I think at this point, like, I really don't even care anymore. Like, I still go out. I still have the best fucking time. I really am, like, high on life, girl. Like, it is so weird. I never thought I'd be this person. But being sick and, like, being in a situation where, like, mentally, like, I know it's extreme because, like, I'm fine now. But mentally, I was like, bitch, I am dying. Like, I am not going to live. You get put in that situation, bitch, you're living. Like, you come out of that, come out on the other side, like, I'm ready to go. Like, I am so fucking high on life. I just want to have fun. If you would tell me 3 years ago that, like, I was going to be, like, going out sober and, like, having a good time, I'd be like, yeah, fucking right. I just want to have fun. Nothing is deep. Everything is good. You'll go through, like, hard shit and you'll get on the other side of it, but, like, nothing is ever that deep. I would never tell other people not to drink and not to have a good time because I definitely know that other people have like social anxiety and like whatever, like something to take the edge off, whatever. I get that. But if you want to try it, maybe try like a couple of times going out, like 2 or 3 times just to see if you like it. If not, go back to drinking, have fun, do your thing. But like if you do want to try to not drink and like go out, I would say do it. Because, bitch, I have a blast. I am, like, literally all of... Nobody would know that I'm sober. Nobody would know. I'm dancing. I'm having a good time. Like, nobody would know that I'm sober. And that's the way that I like it. I don't want people to, like, pity me or look at me differently. Like, I'm just vibing. And it's honestly so nice. Like, I wake up. I don't have a fucking hangover. I am not too worried about what I did the night before. Like, maybe I might have embarrassed myself because I dance crazy. But besides that, like, I have a good time. It's, like, so rewarding and fulfilling. It's weird. I do not have one bad thing to say about February this year. It sucks that it was so good because now I am in March and I'm like, okay, like, boring. I think the Aquarius season just, like, brings out fun energy. I think now that we're in March, now that we're in Pisces season, it's like, wah, wah, wah. Like, I'm just like, okay. This season is giving very much, like, hardship. It's giving very much Pisces season. It's giving very much emotional. Like, I'm ready to get back into fun energy, which is why I'm so excited for summer. I thrive in the summer. Usually I get really emo in the winters, but this winter was amazing. Girlfriend and I went on a cruise in October, which was so much fun, and I'm going again, and so I'll probably bring you guys with me. But we're gonna go on another cruise in the next few months, and I'm so fucking stoked. I love cruises so fucking much. I love all the old ladies. The main thing that I was worried about being on a cruise was that those damn kids, okay? But luckily, the boat's so damn big, you could just go to the opposite side of the boat. Like, the kids aren't everywhere. And there's, like, literal clubs on the boat. Like, you could do clubs, like, literal shows just for adults. So if you're, like, worried about kids and you want to go on a cruise, like, don't worry about the kids. They're off doing something else. But yeah, going back to my birthday, I never go out to dinner on my actual birthday because my birthday is on Valentine's Day. And it's just, like, not the vibe ever. I'm never going to do a dinner on my birthday. I usually do either before or after. This year, I did it after. We went to one of my favorite restaurants, and we kind of went out after, question mark. But, like, it wasn't... I just, like, wasn't feeling it. We also went to West Hollywood, which... I'm a Silver Lake girl. I like going out in Silver Lake better than West Hollywood. Also, I went to a wedding. That was a lot of fun. And it was my first gay wedding. Hey. It was so much fun. I literally was, like, gagged. Like, it was the most beautiful everything. I just had the best time. And nobody does it like the gays. It was so beautiful, and I'm so happy for them. Yeah, and now we're here. That's kind of like the recap. I'm happy and sad that February is over because I really do love February. I feel like I have good months. You know how some people will have like a good week and then a bad week and then a good, you know, whatever? I either have really good months or really bad months. So, unfortunately for me, all of my good luck is expiring from my Aquarius season. So I am mentally preparing myself now that there will be a few spirals in March. I can feel it. I don't know. I think Aquarius season just like brings out like hot, fun, like cool energy, and like Pisces season. No hate to Pisces, okay? I mean, I have yet to meet a really good Pisces, but I know that there probably is some out there. But like I said, Pisces season just like brings a lot of emotion. I don't want that. And it brings a lot of like just problems that are coming up that need to be resolved. Pisces season isn't giving me enough energy to resolve the problems, if that makes sense. I'm just going to continue to do what feels right this month and just get ready for whatever March throws at me. And I think that that's it for my recap. I love little rambles with you guys, and I think every once in a while I'm going to allow myself to have a really short ramble and just like sit down and talk with you guys versus like doing a whole long video about serious shit. I really do hope that March is good to you, and I hope it's good to me too. I love you, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys soon. But like I said, I just wanted to like chit chat with you guys, vibe, and kind of just pop in. And I hope you guys are having the best day ever, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks for another episode of Ramble. Love you so much. Bye.